This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So July the 4th has come and gone, and with the traditional conservative celebrations of beer, fireworks, not being serfs to a bunch of effeminate losers, while the left celebrated in their own way, which consisted solely of hating America via hitting send on their lame tweets about the United States. Like Representative Cori Bush. That one woman, hope I'm not misgendering Zier there, arguing that for voter IQ test, she tweeted this. When they say the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free. And then the blue checks had to weigh in. There's this niblet from that Touré niblet guy. Blank Independence Day. Not only were we not free, the whole reason the colonies wanted independence was because Britain was moving towards abolishing slavery. Why would black people celebrate a day so wrapped up in our enslavement? Go check out my latest on the At the Griot. Later he would add that white people who want credit for freeing the enslaved are just wow. And I agree with this because no one alive, white, black, plaid, or covered with downy golden fur, freed the slaves nor deserves credit for doing so. Those people are dead. Slaves are dead. Everybody involved in that dark part of our history is dead. Everybody that, started it is dead. Everybody that solved it is dead. All that's left is us, there's two kinds of us. There's the kinds of us that exist in today, and there's the kinds of us that can only look backwards. And so none of us deserve any moral or cash currency based upon that democratic institution, Then there's waning TV bimbette Alyssa Milano. She took a break from her pioneering particle physics research to share her insights via an odd gif of her displaying her talents, both of them, underneath the superimposed words. Remember, the United States was founded on the unjust treatment of Native Americans, Africans, and other people of color. And then there's the New York Times that had to get into the act with an article about the scourge of flags and how seeing them flying high makes the leftists urinate all over themselves, which I frankly would pay to see that. From Twitter. Today, flying the American flag from the back of a pickup truck or over a lawn is increasingly seen as a clue, albeit an imperfect one, to a person's political affiliation in a deeply divided nation. Well, it's to the nation we're in. I mean, is that bad? Is that bad to be doing that in the nation we're in? So here's a question, and I'm confused here. Understanding America is a racist nation built on slavery and genocide that enshrines systemic racism, systematic patriarchy, and systematic not believing dudes can wish themselves into being chicks, and that enforces a Christian theocracy so inhuman that it makes the Handmaid's Tale look like Delta House. Why are all these people upset about the insurrectionists? Weren't, if they were really insurrectionists, weren't they trying to overthrow this imperfect government, the systemic racism, all that other stuff that was that they chant about, that they rant about? You would think these critics of the red, white, and blue, and especially the white, would be in on the side of the people who want to tear down this colossus of evil and traditional gender identities. But no, they seem really upset by any form of dissent from this hideous nightmare nation. In fact, they and their allies at MSNBC CNN, they have tossed around the words like treason and traitor more promiscuously than Hunter Biden with $20,000 in cash in a Medellin brothel. Or you could fill in your own Kamala Harris joke there if you want to. So considering their seemingly contradictory messaging and their supreme silliness, you could peel back the layers of the silly and wrong and get what they're really saying, which is primarily, pay attention to me. Look at me. They're out to blow your bourgeois mind. This is about rallying up the squares, people. These are brave truth-tellers. You have nothing to fear, meaning they aren't actually brave at all. This is about being a rebel without a risk. No jackbooted federal thug is ever going to pound on their door for dumping on the good old U.S. of A. That's for people who take selfies in the rotunda of the Capitol building that we all own, the People's Building. But you can't trespass there. Oh, and these same clowns also insist we throw open our borders so even more people who don't match Mitt Romney's whiter shade of pale can come here. Which seems odd when these same people are busy informing us that our country is Hades. Why would we be inviting these victims of all of the scourges of their countries where they're running from evil, running for safety? We're inviting them here to systemic racism. It just seems like a trap to me. I don't know. I'm just saying, and you might find this shocking, but that it's almost like these people are not really being completely sincere here. It's all posing, and it's not even interesting posing. Cori Bush still says slavery's a thing. Okay. She can keep working to best Ted Lieu in the Congress's dumbest dummy competition. Aim high, Cori. Because by taking on Ted, you're in the big leagues now. And I'm too bored to care. Ture's upset. I think he really ought to be mad at Ibram X. Kendi, also known as Henry Rogers, for coming up with the anti-racism scam. Hank X is cashing in big on the suburban Chardonnay Swiller masochism, and poor Ture is left trolling the Twittersphere to push his ridiculous opus on whatever the griot is. And Alyssa Milano is just sad. I mean, poor girl, I'm going to have to think she probably peaked at either In Commando or Who's the Boss? I don't know. And you might wonder why these tools stick around this fascist hellscape they never tire of whining about. And, I'm sure we could raise some money. What do they have? GoFundMe? We could GoFund you and send you to the nearest nation you'd like to go to that you think is the way to go. Because I don't want to go the way you want to go. If you want to go that way, then there's other places that are already doing that. And we'll put it together and we'll make it happen. Alyssa, I'm sure that you would love Red China. Ture, Somalia looks good for you, I'm sure. I just don't see. Here's what I wish. If you don't like the country, that's fine. I mean, you're entitled to have your opinion here. This is the land of the home and the brave and the free and the stupid, in your case. But could you at least shut up about it? Could you at least shut up about it? Some of us actually defended it, and we take offense at what you have to say about our work. So, it's a request. It's just a request. And if you would do so, I would be in your debt. At least for 5 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Thanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been hearing a lot about the overwhelming number of murders and attempted murders in Chicago and New York. Chicago and New York have the distinction of being what I would refer to as a vertical city. They do not take up a lot of space because they're stacked, right? It's tall buildings. All of the big cities in California, for the most part, are not that way. Most of them are actually sprawling. They do have city centers that have skyscrapers, but the majority of the city is, spread out. So even while in Los Angeles, where you have gang activity and drug activity and everything else, it is not like the interior of a urban area, the urban interior city. Although all that's about to change. All that's about to change. Because right now in California is becoming the shoplifting capital of the world. Which everybody's like, well, that's not so bad, right, Bill? Nobody's dying due to shoplifting. Well, no, what's happening is that the companies that are getting shoplifted, though, are closing. And when they close, they create a deficit in employment in the area. The little ecosystems that all of these businesses have, because they're all getting deliveries from vendors and suppliers and all this other stuff, that stops. That stops. There's 14 Walgreens, for example, in San Francisco. San Francisco is the king of shoplifting. Shoplifting USA, that's San Francisco. They're also the capital of America for car break-ins, but right now it's so bad that there's suburbanites who refuse to drive in the city. The latest shoplifting video is pretty impressive because you see these hordes, this whole gang of thieves coming out of San Francisco's Neiman Marcus. That's their store on Union Square. Clutching what appears to be thousands of dollars in handbags. We get this from Twitter. SFPD confirms this shoplifting incident at Neiman Marcus in Union Square at about 5:49 p.m. A man I spoke with tonight says his wife works in area, saw it happen, and sent me this video, which is circulating online. Handbags at Palo Alto NM were also stolen in a similar fashion in May. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that handbags can be quite pricey. And I've never looked at the kind of stuff they sell at Neiman Marcus. I mean, I'm sure they have a lot of Louis Vuitton and Gucci and that kind of stuff. I mean, I know that Louis Vuitton bags start at, what, $1,500 for a handbag? Now, in San Francisco, though, you're supposed to stop at $949.99, and they're not going to prosecute you. But it appears, they may be ignoring that guidance. Another thing from Twitter from Dion Lim TV. The man who took this video works nearby. He saw two suspects run in and immediately shut and locked the doors of the store he works at. He told me he saw eight more run in. He says this happened to his store in the past, and it's traumatizing to him and his colleagues. Yeah. Another one from Dion Lim. A woman who shopped the handbag department at NM for a long time told me a sales associate had to hurry customers to the back in order to keep them safe from the smashed glass from handbag display cases. Shoplifting, quotation marks, put that around it. I'm saying this because what you see and what you are hearing about is not shoplifting as we've traditionally understood it to be. Shoplifting used to be somebody who used to work for, I used to work at a grocery store that was near a college. And we had shoplifting. And they weren't running in and doing it in front of us. They would, grab a bunch of meat and take it into a corner somewhere and try to stuff it in their pants or something. They wanted to be clandestine. This is not what is happening in San Francisco. And old-fashioned shoplifting is when a person skulks. Yeah, that's when you can properly use the word skulk. They skulk through a store, slipping merchandise into clothes or a bag, and then they skulk out, hoping not to be caught. What's happening in San Francisco is a little more extreme. Now, stores can absorb. Traditional shoplifting is one of the costs of doing businesses. What they cannot handle is an endless hemorrhage of thousands of dollars of merchandise and the losses of endless. They're just endless because the state of California has essentially decriminalized theft of property stolen if it's worth less than $950. And then Chase Bodine, the San Francisco DA, has made it clear that he's in a war against not criminals, but the police. Thanks to these policies, Walgreens has closed 17 stores in San Francisco because of, quote, shoplifting, end quote, losses, and Target is severely constricting its San Francisco store's hours to try to offset their losses. I don't have a lot of sympathy for Target. They're woke. They're woke. They decided to let the mentally ill so-called transgender men into women's bathrooms, and then they groveled before BLM, and that's the problem with these things. Everything eventually comes for you. So, how much longer will it be, will high-end stores like Apple, which is routinely hit by smash-and-grab thefts, or Neiman Marcus, how long are they going to put up with this before they close and those jobs go away? And I'm not being racist here. I'm just going to be observant. When I point out that whatever video footage emerges of this, there's a strong likelihood that some of these people are going to be black Americans. And why not? They're being told that white people have stolen from them for centuries and that looting is a form of reparation. And they're being told this by white people, white leftists. And especially in San Francisco, they know they'll likely escape punishment even if somebody tries to chase them down and catch them. So in other words, what they're doing is both righteous and safe. Their conduct is rational. They've been told so. But what's also going to be rational is retailers deciding to pull out of black neighborhoods, as well as cities in which, outside of the Southeast, most black Americans live, as opposed to suburbs or rural areas. And they will be devastated. They will become deserts, retail deserts, like food deserts. California's getting food deserts now. I've always wanted to, I've never done a lot of anything in California. And I'm watching what's happening there with a lot of sadness because it looks like a beautiful area. I just don't understand why these politicians have decided just to let it get messed up. There you go. It's just that bad. It's just that bad. And this is just the beginning. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship.
It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs.
President Biden delivering remarks about Build Back Better at McHenry County College in Crystal Lake, Illinois. The president saying he wants to provide 4 free years of extra education for all Americans, which starts with preschool as a second part of his infrastructure plan.
I want to guarantee an additional 4 years of public education for every person in America, starting with providing 2 years of universal, high-quality preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with officials from the top federal agencies on Wednesday to discuss strategies for dealing with ransomware attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is meeting with leaders from the Departments of State, Justice, Homeland Security, and the intelligence community. Psaki saying ransomware will be one of the main topics of discussion. A former police captain wins a Democratic primary in New York City's mayoral race.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, he signed an executive order yesterday declaring gun violence has created a state of emergency in the state, but it's not the creation of an office, and it's not the creation of an Office of Gun Violence Prevention or the establishment of summer jobs programs that should have the gun owners of New York State concerned. No. The biggest part of his plan isn't actually getting a lot of attention in the state press, though it would have a catastrophic impact in the firearms industry. And this is the same thing he did to get the SAFE Act, by the way. He declared an emergency. Where, in fact, you know, his policies are what's doing it. Democratic policies, blue policies are what's doing it. But anyway, he said the goal is to focus on the hot spots where the shootings are happening, and also develop new job training programs to help communities out of poverty. He said, you know where it's coming from. You know where you need to go, he said, of the shootings. He said New York will invest $57 million in job development programs. Then he displayed maps that showed only small parts of cities in New York where most of the homicides are. And here's the thing to understand about this. I, you know, didn't they take $1.5 billion out of New York City's police budget? Didn't they defund the police in New York City? Yeah. He cited state statistics that show about 4,000 youth aged 18 to 24 accounted for 49% of the city's shootings. And he said the state will boost state police efforts to fight illegal guns coming into New York in coordination with neighboring states, saying it will, you know, sign a bill into law that makes it easier to sue gun manufacturers. Now then, this bill, which is sponsored by State Senator Zelnor Myrie, is aimed directly at putting the gun industry out of business by allowing lawsuits to be filed against holding gun makers and sellers responsible for the actions of criminals. Now, he signed the unconstitutional bill to regulate lawful interstate commerce recently. So says Larry Keene, Senior Vice President and General Counsel of the NSSF. And he's calling this an existential threat to the future of the firearms industry. I wonder about that. Simply because this is forcing this government, this federal government, this is going to force them into a corner the more they do this stuff in the name of gun control. Because you got two things going on right now. This is number two. This right here is number two. This attempt to go around something called the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. There's a lot of Second Amendment sanctuaries out there right now. And the Department of Justice, the DOJ, and, you know, Biden himself, O'Biden, if you want to call him that, they are out there threatening these states over stuff like their voting laws they're passing and their Second Amendment sanctuary status. While at the same time, they're the ones that developed the template for this. See, defiance of federal law has become, it's become something different. And, you know, before, with immigration and marijuana, which I take a lot of flack for bringing up the marijuana thing because supposedly I'm just not enlightened enough to be talking about it. They have set the way for defiance of federal law. And so the Second Amendment sanctuaries, if they're going to try to force states, if they're going to try to commandeer assets within states to try to get them to enforce federal law, then this is going to set up quite the face-off. Because on the one hand, we got PLCAA and Second Amendment. One's a, you know, one is a part of the Bill of Rights. Another one is a law that has been duly passed and signed by a sitting president. It is law. It is law. And it has never been challenged, so there's no legal precedent out there saying you can go around it. The PLCAA, all it does is keep you from suing a gun maker for somebody using the product. Not for the product being, if it's faulty or something, if they're blowing up or something in somebody's hands, yeah, you can sue them all day. They're not, they don't have a 100% getting out of jail scot-free card. But it's meant to prevent them trying to bankrupt this. So Cuomo wants to weaponize the courts to allow gun control activists to sue firearm manufacturers. That will become a... we'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes. His signature on the bill is the most significant victory this year for the gun control lobby. Although it's New York. I mean, they can only do it in New York, and I'm you know, they're going to have to figure out a way to make be able to hold somebody liable for crimes done, because the gun industry will just shut New York out. Do you know that, New York State? They'll just shut you out. They're already doing that with California. And then the, you know, the whole focus is going to be on New York trying to convince courts, because this will get appealed. And this will start a whole, but right now, all of these pro-gun lawyers, they're getting ready to be really busy. Really busy. This will be fought out in a big slog in court. It's going to take time, and it's going to be upsetting for a lot of people. But what it boils down to is that they're going to have to explain how a robbery can happen in Arkansas, and the goods that make its way to New York City and get used, like a gun, and get used in a crime, why that's a gun manufacturer's fault. Because it's no longer in their control. Once they sell it to the distributors, they don't have control over it anymore. They you know, just like anybody else that sells anything else. You think there's a bunch of pencil manufacturers out there right now today going, hey, you know, we need to try to have a tighter control on the pencils we make. So, it's an interesting thing they're trying to do, but at the same time, it flies in the face of logic. The stuff in order for them to, and hey, I'm not the one to say they might not do it, but New York doesn't have a really good batting average when it comes to actually making something stick. You know, they don't have a very good batting average. They've also got a assault weapon registry. How's that working for you, Cuomo? How's that working out for you? How's that doing? And where they do have, like, gun permits in New York City, that's been corrupted and turned into a bribery scam. You know, permits for sale. New York is I'd like to visit there, too. I'd love to visit New York. I'm not going. I can just see a bunch of blue dots surrounded by a sea of red. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I see some of the stuff, what I'm about to tell you about, and I really wonder if there's any way at all for us to actually peacefully come to some agreement, some consensus, or if the abyss is just too wide and we're just going to fight it out, you know? Arizona recently has declared themselves to be a Second Amendment sanctuary as a state. So officials in the city of Tucson plan to ignore this. And they're going to ignore the sanctuary law, which bars state and local governments from enforcing certain federal gun regulations. And it's going to go to the courts, as a growing number of cities and counties in the United States, 1,631 to be exact, out of 3,054, which is, I think, 61%. 61% of the counties in the United States are now Second Amendment sanctuaries. We're actually at the critical mass, sort of the way marijuana is. We're beyond it, actually. So this move is by Democratic Mayor, surprise, surprise, Regina Romero. And the city council again puts Tucson and the Republican-led state at odds over how to regulate gun sales and use. They have for a very long time tried to enforce gun laws stricter than the states, including mandating background checks for guns purchased on city property and destroying seized firearms. Over the years, those measures have been challenged after the Republican-controlled legislature enacted laws barring the actions. This is called preemption. And this new action came after GOP Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill in April declaring that Arizona is now a so-called Second Amendment sanctuary. That was done partly as a response to the election of President Joe Biden, who has vowed to enact tighter firearms regulations, most of them unconstitutional. So a growing movement of at least, 1,631 counties have declared themselves sanctuaries insulated from state and federal gun laws since 2018, when high-profile mass shootings prompted calls for stronger regulations. Many of these are symbolic, but many of these also have that they've been set up and written in such a way to where they carry legal force. In addition to Arizona, a handful of other legislatures, including Kentucky, Tennessee, Wisconsin, South Carolina, Texas, who else was the other one? Was it Georgia? I don't know. They've jumped on the idea this year because Biden took office. During his campaign, Biden pledged to enact universal background checks, which is the same language as saying registration and assault weapons ban, among other measures. He doesn't have the votes to do that. That's not actually going to happen, but, he doesn't know that. Joe Biden is walking around right now as I speak. What time is it? He may still be awake. He's walking around right now as I speak, and he believes he got 81 million votes. He believes he got more votes than Barack Obama. Donald Trump got more votes than Barack Obama. We can sit back in a rigged election where he got 75 million votes anyway. But, Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. Wait till the Arizona, another thing that Arizona's got is Biden is upset, or not Biden, Merrick Garland is upset about this, is they're doing an audit on the election. But I digress. The Arizona Daily Star reports that the state and city could be headed for a legal battle over the Tucson's June 22nd resolution to continue enforcing all federal gun laws. I don't really know what's going to stop that unless some of these states start rolling in. I mean, if they have state preemption laws, do they have any sort of penalty if you break the preemption laws? If you try to go over their head and do something unconstitutional, is there any penalty for that? I mean, there should be if there isn't. The resolution, unanimously passed by the council, proclaims that federal laws, orders, and acts that regulate firearms in a manner that is consistent with the requirements of the United States Constitution will remain in full force and effect within city limits, regardless of whether those laws, orders, or acts are more restrictive or prohibitive than regulations established under the laws of this state. Now, this sets up this whole patchwork of law where you're in a state where, this is legal in this state, but it's not in this county, but it's not legal in this city, or it's not legal in this county, or it's not legal in this municipality. So the reason some of these states put preemption in place is so the citizens of the state are not caught in sort of a catch-22, if you will. So Councilman Steve Kozachik, he was the one that introduced the resolution last month, and he said that he believes the new state law is unconstitutional, which it actually isn't, but because the state law is based upon the Bill of Rights, which, 14th, 10th, 2nd. And he's out there saying, let them challenge us. Come on, dude. He declared, his aim is to have the law declared unconstitutional and thrown out, plain and simple, so we continue to have free reign to enforce federal gun laws locally. And that's the key phrase right there. So we have free reign over control. So, these guys. The governor's spokesman, C.J. Karamargan, said Tuesday that the governor's office expects all Arizona cities to follow the law. Said the Second Amendment is clear on our right to keep and bear arms. This law protects Arizonans' constitutional rights from federal overreach. When he signed the law, Ducey said he described it as an effort to protect an enumerated right and that it was a proactive law for what is possible to come out of the Biden administration. Which, go governor. Charles Heller, communications coordinator for this gun rights group of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, said he doesn't think Tucson's resolution will do anything to change state law. He said they're attempting to wave a flag, no matter how weak, that says they don't like it. Well, yeah. In his view, passing the law was a step in the right direction for Arizona, which has relatively relaxed gun laws, because the federal government shouldn't be enforcing unconstitutional laws, and we're not going to help them. That holds true even in the military. The military, and I talked about this on another radio show, but the military actually exists, and I volunteered for it. I'd do it again. But when you're in the military, you're actually in sort of a socialist regime, because you got people telling you what to wear, what to think, where to go, what to eat, what you're doing today. Even in the military, you can disobey a unlawful order. Meanwhile, the Tucson resolution notes that the United States Supreme Court has explicitly rejected the idea that the states can nullify federal law, unless, of course, it has to do with immigration or marijuana. Unless it has to do with those things. Those things, well, we can nullify federal law. But you can't nullify federal law because of it, because you think it's constitutional. So, interesting. It'll be interesting to watch and see how this plays out. But, well, you know, back to my original question, it makes me wonder, when you got stupidity like this going on, where some of these mayors think they're running their own little fief, where they're the sheriff of Nottingham, can we actually resolve something peacefully? Or is this going to take, something with a little more oomph to it? Coming up next hour, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.